Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf lamed zayin. We're starting lamed vav amud beis, the two dots, which are roughly 10 lines from the bottom of the amud. In our Mishnah, we had that when the Kohen Gadol brought his par on Yom Kodesh, he did a vidui on the par. However, the Torah doesn't say that there was a vidui on the par. The Torah only says a vidui by the korban soyer hamishtaleach, the one that goes the soyer la'azuzel. How do I know that legabi the par there was also a vidui? So the pusik says by the par v'chiper badoi eviad beisoi. Darshan the gemara it says v'chiper tun rabbonim, we learned in the brayz v'chiper v'chapur. It's dvorim akus and medaber. The word v'chiper means vidui. Kapur is dvorim. Feitimor, how do you know? Atvei mechapur is dvorim. Ayena kapur is dvorim. Usually when the Torah uses the term v'chiper throughout Karbunas, it's always referring to the Zrikas Adam, because that's what effects the Kapura. So what are you telling him over here? That my Vidui was Faltacha. He says, I'll tell you why. Hare ani don. I'll make exaida shuva. Nemer kan Kapura. Here it says Kapura. V'chipa ba'ad v'ad beisai. V'nemer lahalon Kapura. V'izdu lahalon v'desur hamishtoleach. Yo'amad chai lifnei Hashem l'chaper ulov. And then the Pusik says, v'hizvadu. To do a vidui, ma kapura amira, seir besuir, dvurim, af kapura amira, bepar is dvurim. So I'm not exactly sure that their keeper is the same. They're both on Yom Kodesh, and this is a par, and this is the gabi the carbon suir. So just like by the suir, the keeper, the chaper, maintach vidui, it also means vidui. Vim nafshech loimer, and if you're still not satisfied, hari oimer, echam nocha pusik. V'hikar v'harnes parachatas asheloi v'chipa ba'adu v'yad beisoi, and the Gemara leaves out the next few words v'shuchat es parachatas asheloi. So it says v'hikar v'harnes parachatas, he should be makrib the parachatas v'chipa, and he should be mechaper and v'shuchat. Frank Gemara, if you're going to tell me that v'chipa means zrika sadam, the Pusik line says, V'chiper bad v'yad beisoy, V'shuchat es parachatas. How could the V'chiper mean Zerikas Adam? You can't be Zerikas Adam before the Shechita. Do you agree with me, Bob?
Yeah.
Impossible.
Well, what's the Hafa mean? That's, I don't understand it's a Gemara. That there's no Kapara? It's only with this Sol?
The word V'chiper in English means atonement.
Right.
The question is, how do you effect atonement? Throughout Karbunis, throughout the Torah.
No question.
Exactly. So that's we're all in agreement.
But here also it's Zerika. They say when you do the Zerika.
Ah, slightly. There's no question you have to do Zerika. But the question is, what's the Iker Kapora when it comes to the par that was brought on Yom Kippur? So the Pasuk says, the Hiker Baharan is parachatos. He should be makrav. He should bring this carbon par for achatos. V'chipper bada v'yad beisai. So I'm with you. If the Pasuk would stop over there, I would say V'chiper means Zerikas Adam. But right after that it says V'chiper bad v'yad beisoy V'shuchat is parachatas ashaloi. So it means V'shuchat, he goes in Shechset. What it means in Shechset? He already did the Zerikas Adam. It's impossible to do Zerikas Adam before Shechita. We're in agreement, right?
Yeah.
Good. Even though if you hold a mukta mucha batayra, but everybody agrees that you have to do a Shechita before you do a Zerika.
Right.
Ah, so how could it be V'chiper and only afterwards V'shochad? Is the chasimin that V'shochad over here doesn't, the V'chiper over here doesn't refer to Kaporas Domim. It's referring to Kaporas Dvorim, that you have to do Vidur. Maskim. So we have L'choyre two rayas. Rai number one, Agzai Reshuva. Here it says V'chiper, there's the Chaper. And Nochem will restate after that V'shochat. So Yimora, V'im Nafshech Loimar, my V'im Nafshech Loimar. What do I have to have two rayas for? The first Rai, V'choyre, we're good to Rai. Throughout the Gemara, whenever we have Agzai Reshuva, so again, we have Agzai Reshuva, Dushtei V'chiper, Dushtei V'chaper. Says Yimora, I'll tell you why. V'chitei Menele Misoya Nas Bifnim, Shekaparusei Bedomim. The Gabi, the Soya Nas Bifnim. Everybody knows when it comes on Yom Kodesh, you have to have two Seirim. Mitgoyrulois, which we're going to learn about in the next Mishnah. And one of them is Lamed Vuvum Advais. So one of the is Lazuzel, and one of them is Sur Lashem. And Sur Lashem, the Kapura there is certainly Bidamim. There also uses the term Lushan Bachiper. And Avad over there, you're spritzing on the Mizbeach, like any type, or not only Mizbeach, but also Lefnai Belefnim, and also in the in the Heichel, and before the Kapoiris. Anyway, so the point is, there the Vachiper means Hazois, it means Zerika. Who says we should learn out Vachiper, Vachiper from Surah Lazuzel? Maybe we should learn it up from the Surah Nasa Befnim. And then what would be the din? The kapara would not be a kapara bidvarim, be a kapara bidamim. Says Igmar, Hari Oimer. That's why it says Vachiper bad bad beisai. Vishulchat is parachatas ashaloi. But I'm a nishchat apar. So therefore, it's impossible to say that that Vachiper is referring to zrikas damim shemuzain. That is talking about kaparas tvar. Okay, there, fine. But now let's look at the text of the vidui. Back in the Mishnah, it said that the koyin gudol. Soymech shtei yudav ulav imis vada vekacha yoimer unu Hashem uvitz b'shad echdus levenecha unu Hashem kapeno, etc., etc. So it says una. Frankly, more minayin shabu una. Where do we get this expression una that we say at the beginning of the vidui? Says Igmar, I'll tell you why. Nemar kan kapura v'chiper badabad beisoy v'nemar lalon b'choyrev kapura v'sayis b'choyrev by the maise egel where Moshe Beinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ulay achaper bi'adcha taschem, and he said, Una chutahu om hazeh chatua gedoila v'yas elehem v'heizuav. So the Pusik used the expression ona, and Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, was asking for kapora for Klal Yisrael. So just like over there, it uses the expression ulay achapra, achapra is the lotion of kapora. And here it says kipa, v'chipa, right? So therefore, v'chipa bada, and here it says achapra, I learn exeira shuva, mal alon, just like over there, it said bu'una, una chuta omazeh, afkan bi'una. Frankly, woman, I'm shibashem, because we say, Uno Hashem, or Vise Bashad Chadus. How do I know I'm supposed to say the word Hashem? Nemekan kapar, of a nemer be egla rufa kapar. Egla rufa also uses the expression kapar. Which type of egla rufa? Kapar li amcha Yisrael asher podisa.
Hashem.
We ask a Kodesh Baruch who give a kapar for Klal Yisrael. Nebuch, this person was killed. So it uses the expression Hashem. Oh, mal alon, just like over there it says the expression kaper li amcha. I learn again v'chiper v'kaper. I learn agzei reshuva kapora kapora. And over there it says Hashem afkan b'shem. Good. So I learn ona from Moshe Rabbeinu from choyrev, that means by the masa aigel, and I learn the Hashem from the mice of the egla arufa. It's over by mishloim choyrev mi egla arufa lo yaliv. Let's examine by Moshe Rabbeinu. How come Moshe Rabbeinu said ona choto amazeh chatu gedoyla? Why didn't he say una Hashem? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu learn it from egla arufa? Says Gemara, what you can't ask kashas of Moshe Rabbeinu. My dahava haba. This is already history. This is showing a reason. In other words, what happened happened. Rashi says kvar ovar the efshalachza. There's no purpose even in talking about it. This is a historical event. He didn't say it. Okay, frank for musvavi. What do they say in Yiddish? A kasha for masa. They didn't say.
It's talking directly to
Hashem. Avada's talking directly to the Kohen Gadol is also talking to Hashem. Wasn't talking to me and to you. Of course, he's talking to Hashem. Since the Egla Rufa is a mitzvah which continues on for all generations, why don't we learn that from Chayrev? What means it by Chayrev? Why don't by Egla Rufa, why don't we say honor? Maybe Takadusay honor.
The
Gemara
would say,
Mam
de Hava Hava,
yeah.
Al Moshe Rabbeinu. It's so difficult. He's the number one teacher.
Yeah.
He's the one who taught us the whole Torah.
Mm-hmm.
How the Gemara there says that, Mam de Hava Hava? And that's, you know, the expression, man de hava masha yahaya. You know, what holds was, as it's not, the whole Torah masha yahaya. So the whole Torah is not relevant because it's masha haya on Har Sinai.
Yep.
It's a very strange, just, you're not even to present it, it's a, sound like, excuse me, you humiliating. Moshe Rabbeinu says Anna, mm-hmm. and it's such a beautiful, we have a beautiful slicha.
Yeah.
On, I think, the eighth day of, of Yomim Noroim, how the piyut goes, I forgot, will come back to me.
Okay.
The whole piyut is based on the word Anna.
Mm-hmm. Some of us, even in Hala, say, Unu Hashem Hashina, Unu Hashem Hashina. Sometimes even repeat it twice, Unu Hashem Hashina, Unu Hashem.
So the word.
It's beautiful. Mask it. Anyway, I think the more means to say we're trying to.
Anishana Rabba.
We say the word Anna about 12 times.
Anna is so
That's what the
Karnam
would say. That's what the Karnam would say.
I'm sorry. What's it? I'm sorry. Once again.
When we say Anna. It's historical. That's what the Karnam.
That's the Kohen Gadol.
Right.
But it's not only historical. And yet, this coming Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is going to say it again in Yom Kippur. Be'ezus Hashem, Bekulav Mamash. Hopefully today or tomorrow. Today it's a very bad weather. But hopefully, but you leave it to Mashiach Etchen Etzigim. But anyway, the point is, but that's Taka still relevant. What happened, Moshe Rabbeinu's time? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu learn from Egel Arufa? But there's no purpose really in delving into a historical event. But Egel Arufa, Teilu Michoyev, Egel Arufa is a continuing mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, hopefully we shouldn't have this mitzvah. We should never have Nebuchadnezzar, somebody was killed. But Nebuchadnezzar.
As far as I know, there is somewhere it says it was never a situation of Egel Arufa.
I'm sure Sanhedrin will get to that. Yeah, we're talking about whether it was. Yeah,
they don't continues to say like it's every day happens. You know, the opposite.
Yeah, and the halavai kaimelish. Yeah, okay. We learn Masechta's Gittin. Halavai, there should never be a get, but unfortunately, Gittin and Gittin. Yeah. Anyway, maybe you're going to go and tell me that Taka by Egla Arufa, we do learn from Choyrev, and we do say Ono Votnan. Let's look what it says in the Mishnah. Hakehanim Oimrim. What do they say at the time of Egla Arufa? Kaperli Amcho Yisrael Asher Podisa, Valtitin Damnoki, etc., etc. But it doesn't say a word about Ono, Bilba Ono Loikama. So Timora, Kasha Taka Bissel Shver, why we don't learn the din of Kaper. Kapa, Chapra from Chiper, from the din of Choyrim, one should say the Choyrim Una, Zukmish, Kasha Shver. Okay, it said in the Mishnah Vaita that after Kohen Gadol said his Vidoy, Vein Hoinen Achrov, and they said at the end, Bur Hashem Kevoy Machis Le'Nevoy, in the base of Midrash, they didn't say Umain like we do, they said Bur Hashem Kevoy, this is what Gansa Sigim Sechtes Tanis, about that.
Tanya. This is the shame of Mefarish.
Zayigit. So that's what Taka the Gemur and Mefarishim say, Mesechtes Tanis, because when the Kohen Gadol spoke the Shem in the Bismigdish, he didn't just say Hashem like we do, Adoy Shem, but rather he said Yudke Vuvke, and therefore you go and say the book Shem. But we outside the Bismigdish, we say Omen. It's Tanya Rabbi Omen. How do I know that when the Kohen Gadol says his vidoy and he says the Shem HaMefoyresh, that one should answer Baruch Shem, Rabbi Omer, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I call out in the name of Hashem, Hov Gadol Kena, you should respond. It's Omer LeMoshe LeYisrael, B'Shoshani, Mazkish Moshe LeKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem, you, Hov Gadol. So how do you give that Gadol? By saying, Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchis LeLavoy. So that's one raya from one pusik. Chananya ben Achira Bishi Oim, I have another eye. It says in the Pusik, Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha. Now normally when we say Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha, we're referring to, of course, a Ben Adam, a person. However, the Gemara Dashens, Om Lenobli Yisrael, B'shoshani Maskir Tzadik Alumim, when I'm referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Tzadik Alumim, we say that by the Hakufis, Tzadik Alumim Hoyishiyonu, Tzadik Alumim is referring to the Baruch Hu. Where else do we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Tzadik? We say it every single day, three times a day. Tzadik Hashem b'chal derucha v'chusi b'chal. Doesn't say mesnagin. V'chusi b'chal maaser. Anyway, what I see, it says tzadik. Rabbi Yishlom haisa tzadik. Oh, so when I mention the tzadik, atem tini brucha. That's why it says zeichet tzadik. I mazkir. I ichti demanin. I say the word tzadik lebrucha. You should go and give a brucha, and the brucha is Baruch Hashem kavoy
maaser. Why do we only use it for a mace?
I mean, someone who passed away, right? Yeah. Well, Rashi, in fact, in Chumash says at the beginning of Parshas Noach, why do we say Noach is tzadik? The pusik is telling you Eile Tolus Noach. It should say Shem Chum VeYufas. No, Eile Tolus Noach. Noach is tzadik. Tamei the Roisa. Esul Kim Zalaf Noach. Noach Shloish Shavunim. Hashem is Chum VeYufas. What do we have? All of this intervening words. Says Rashi, when you mention the name of a tzadik, Zeicha Tzadik Levrocha, to go and say something nice about him. So that's why we use that expression also, a person who passed away.
We don't use it on someone that's high.
No, we do not. That's the common usage that we use. In fact, Shlita, Amush, Nereyor, other types of expressions. But our Gemara is using this Zeichat Tzadik Lebracha in a different connection to talk about the Tzadik Alom Makadosh Baruch Hu, that anytime you mask it, the Tzadik, you have to say Baruch Shem. Now this is of course the Gemara. I heard a beautiful word from the Tzela Maruv. So if you don't mind, I will share it with you. unrelated to the Gemara, but it's a nice drush. When do we say on Yom Kippur? It says, "V'kahana ma'am she'ayimdim ba'azura k'shayishoyimim mesashem hanichva banoyra yoytzim pik kain gula b'kedisha v'tahara kairim mishtach v'ayimrin moidim buruch shem kavoid machzalonim." So Tzelem Rav asked, when do we say a buruch shem kavoid? We say typically throughout the year when we say a bruch levatula, right? A person repeats the bracha twice. Oh, yeah, I already said the bracha before. Hey, shoot, buruch shem. Oh, I didn't need to make this bracha. Whatever it is, right? I washed, I didn't realize I washed, and then I made another bracha, Baruch Shem. So he said, if that's the case, if Baruch Shem is used in a case when someone said a bracha l'batala, when the Kohen Gadol is saying, B'kdusha b'tahara, yoytzim afoyrish b'pien Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, and he's saying, why do we say Baruch Shem? If anything, we should go and scream out, Amen! Like they do in yeshivas, right? Or in by the chassidim, Umayin! Amen yehesh mei rabba! Maybe we should all spring, we should go and dance. Well, what's this lashon baruch shem? Tzelem Ruf said no. He says, this is not referring to present audience. You know, Yidden in Alaska, Nebuchadnezzar Yidden over there, sometimes throughout the year, when they say a brucha, they don't say it with the ganze kavuna. They say the brucha very, very quickly. Then when they heard on Yom Kippur, how the Kohen Gadol B'Kedisha B'Tahara said the Shem HaMefoirosh, the ganze oilam atzakirash, and then people started having charata and hirhure tshuva, and they said, oi, that's the way one's supposed to make a brucha. That's the way one's supposed to make Hashem. All those bruchas that I said throughout the year, oi, buruch Shem kavoid, altsiven bruchas levatula, the way I said those bruchas, nebuch, they paled by comparison to the way you're supposed to say the Shem HaMefoirosh B'Kedusha V'Tahara. Well, my bruchas, the Baruch Shem is all the bruchas for the ganze year. It's a shine vehicle, right? Fashetzach b'derech drush, but it's a nice part. Anyway, on to the next Mishnah. We finish with the par, and now we go to the two Seirim. Zok the Mishnah. Bolo le mizuch hazara, before the par, remember, was ben ulam la mizbeach, which was on the Marev side. Now we're on the Mizruch side, the Tzofen ha-mizbeach. As we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, the Tzofen ha-mizbeach means that this was between the Mizbeach and the Tzofen wall. So it wasn't near the Mizbeach, it was beyond the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the northern wall. We'll see shortly. Anyway, so Bolo is referring to the Kohen Gadol. He didn't go by himself, he went with Haskan or Hasegen Miyaminoi. The Skan explains Rashi means the Skan Kohen Gadol. We had this in the previous Mishnah. The Rosh Beis Av Besmoiloi, and the Rosh Beis Av went on his left hand side. There's been the Rosh Beis Av. Rosh Beis Av means, as you know, all the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmarois, and every Mishmar was divided into either 6 or 7 Batei Av, and so therefore every day one of the Batei Avos worked. There was a Rosh Beis Av, the Gabbaf and the Beis Av of that day. So you have the Skan Mimina, Rosh Beis Av Besmoiloi. The Sham Shnei Seirim, and there were two Seirim over there. The Kalfi Hoise Sham, Kalfi means like a lottery box, a box. Uboshne Gerulis, and inside the box were two Gerulis, two Lats. Shel Echroya Hoyu. Echroya is the name of a type of wood, an Echroya wood. That's
it was a very, very special wood.
Yeah.
Extremely expensive.
Azai.
Very, very hard to carve. Uh-huh. And one that's, there is a whole Midrash about where it was mentioned, what type, but it wasn't a local wood, it's
a special wood.
It was probably only second to gold in terms of how important and expensive it was, because
very nice.
Whatever that was carved out of that was something that would last. It wasn't.
Is there Echroya wood today in Israel?
There are many dozens of types of this Echroya. Right. None of them is local in Israel. In Israel, it's only like a small bush.
I see.
In order to get a real tree of that type, it's in a different climate zone.
It was imported.
But it was imported. And the question is, of course, what kind of Echroya was there. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't one of the, cypress trees or pine trees or the soft one there.
Uh-huh. It's hard one.
Yeah.
Okay. So shall Echroya Hayu. Va'ason ben Gamla shel Zohav. Ben Gamla, as you know, Rav Shia ben Gamla was one of the Kehanim Gedolim. And as you remember, we learned in the Gemara before, Rav Shia ben Gamla was his wife, Marta Bas Paisus, who was a very famous woman from what we learned by Tisha B'Av. She was a very, very rich woman. She never died because she sent She had a meshudas that she sent to the bakery, who was not very smart, and she said, go and please bring a white bread, and she came back, there's no white, there's only pumpernickel. No, go buy pumpernickel. She came back, there's no pumpernickel left, there's only breadsticks. No, go buy breadsticks. She came back, there's no bread. Anyway, each time she came back, Gunish Gebezen, so finally it says that she walked in the street, and Nebuch she stepped into either dung, or Nebuch she ate from the, from the tzudik, had sucked out all the liquid, and she ate Nebuch for the shul. I got sick of Sheft anyway, she passed away in Mesechta's Gittin. But Marta Bespisis was a very famous woman, and she was one of three that had enough to go and supply Gans Yerushalayim for a year or for 3 years, but Nebuch the, Kim the Chabrit, the Baisusim Tzavos, and the Bar Yunim, and they burned it all down, so they didn't have it. Anyway, Marta Bespisis paid the Reb Shu ben Gamla, her husband, to become Kohen Gudol, and he was a good person, because the Gemara says elsewhere, the Reb Shu ben Gamla, that he started chadorim in every single shtetl, in every village, in every town. Good. So one of the things that he did was...
Also,
I'm sorry?
He was a Tana also.
I don't know. He may have been pre-Tanoim, because he was talking about the times of the Beis HaMikdash. The times of the Beis HaMikdash, the real Tanoim period started, you know, after the Chorim Beis HaMikdash. The early Tanoim were at the end. Beis HaMikdash. I wasn't there B'Shas Masa. I'm not a historian. I can't tell you for sure. But anyway, by some Ben Gamashel's
Hillel, Hillel was Tana. I was Tana, and all of them lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash.
I'm asking, but you had Hillel throughout the Moris and Mishnais. You don't have Ben Gamashel. Why didn't you have the Mishnah? Is Ben Gamloim, Ben Gamloim. So, I don't know. Anyway, whatever it was. But some Ben Gamla Shazov, he changed into Gerulis, no longer out of Eshkroya wood, but he made them out of gold. For Yimaskin Ois L'Shvach, and the Chazal said, oh, et gut giton, he did a good thing. Similarly, Ben Chotin, Osa Yudbeis Dad L'Kiyor, Shloi Hoyuloi Elishnaim. Originally, the old Kiyor only had two faucets on it, and he reconstructed it, and he made it with 12 faucets. Why is this so important that he did it with 12 faucets? Because you remember we had in the Mishnah before that the second pious was that they selected 13 Kohanim to go and do the Avodah, Mishoichet, Mizoirek, Mimedashim, Mizviachapnim, Mimedashim, Samanoida, and those took the Evarim to the Kevesh. They had 13 Kohanim, and so therefore he didn't want that they should have to stand on line to go and wash their hands. He wanted them all to go and wash their hands simultaneously. That's why he made 12 dat. Why didn't he make 13? Very good. So Rashi back in Daf Chafei says that the reason is because the Shoichet could have been a Zor. Because the Zor, as we know, is Kusha B'Shechita. Rashi, even if a kohen does the shechita, since it's an avoida which is muteres bizarre, automatically that avoida is considered to be an avoida with a small ayin, not with a capital ayin. You don't have to have kiddush yadayim v'raglayim for that shechita. So therefore, you only need 12. You don't need 13. That's what we had the more before. Anyway, but getting back to our mishnah, he made 12 dadim, 12 faucets, 12 spouts, so that they could all wash at the same time. The afhu. And Ben Cotton did something else. Also, Mukhni Lakir. Mukhni means he did something similar to what we would call a pulley system. What size a pulley system? Shloyu Meimav Nifsalim Belina. Because they would fill up the entire kiyar with water, and then at the end of the day, there was still some water left over. And if they would leave that water over overnight without doing anything to it, it would become Pasul Belina. So what they did was to recharge it and to refine it, to re-kosherize it, they had as a pulley where the water would go all the way down into subterranean, in other words, like into a tunnel, into a chvais, down below to a well. It'd get merged with the old water, and in the morning they would bring it up again. Ah, since it brought it up again, it didn't become possible. Good. Mun v'zamelech went and took all the handles of the kelim of Yom Kodesh, and he transformed them into gold. In other words, he took off the old ones, he put gold on. The Gemara is going to ask on the Amud Beis, so why didn't Munvaz was a king? Munvaz Melech. He was the father of, or he was the son of Hilani, or what we call Hilni Amalka. Yeah. Hilni Amalka is famous because she's brought in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, that she made a sukkah for all of her children, even though she was not Mechuyev as Besukkah, and even some of her children were not.
She's the sister of Shimon ben Shetach?
No, I think it was somebody else. I know who you're referring to, but I don't think it was Hilni Amalka.
She was the wife of Yonah.
But anyway, she was a nice lady. So So she had a wonderful son by the name of Munvaz, and Munvaz Melech Yosef called Yosef Kelim Shalim Kiyun Shalzok. There's another Gemara that says about Munvaz that he was extremely wealthy. He was the Melech, and he gave out tons and tons of money for Aniyim, for poor people. And it says that his family was very angry at him, and they said, "Look, all of these riches that you are distributing to the Aniyim was collected and assembled by all the previous kings over all the years, and you're distributing it to Gunish Blam for it." So it says over there, Munva said, "You don't understand. I am taking this money and I'm using it to go to a place which is going to remain La'ilam Yalam, in other words, to Oilam Haba, Ganayim. However, you want to go and use this money for all types of Narishkeit, you're only going to go to Oilam Hazeh, you're only going to get the benefit of the current minute, but you're not going to have anything for future generations, for future years. So I'm putting it away for future generations by giving all this for tzedakah." Anyway, beginning back to Agamar. So Munvaz Melech Yosef called Yudas Akevim, Shal Zuav. The Gemara is going to ask, why didn't he make the entire kli out of Zuav? Why only the handle out of Zuav? We'll see. Hilni Imai, Hilni his mother, Osisa Nivreshes, Shal Zuav on Pesach HaHechel. What means Nivreshes? Rashi says, a menoira, a lamp which was made out of glistening gold or some glistening material, shel zov, so that when the sun would come up every morning, the netzachama, the sun would go and shine onto this nevreshes, to this menorah, and because it was so radiant, it was so beautiful, it sparkled, just like you have sparks coming out of a fire. It was sparkling gold, and then everybody knew, oh, now is the time to go and lay in krishma.
Chandelier. Slicha? What we call today chandelier.
Like a chandelier.
Yeah.
You call it a
nevreshet?
A nevreshet?
Yeah, absolutely. Nevreshet is chandelier.
So Ben Yehuda learned Gemara, Zitzchos. Alright.
So he learned.
Okay. Anyway, Vav, he also said tabla shazov. Hilni Amalka did something else. She made a tablet out of gold. She parshes soitek suvaleh. As you know, if Chas Hashem is ever a soita, you have to go and write down a few psukim from the parsha of soita, which is in parshas nosoi. You have to put it on a klaf, and then you put the klaf into water, and then it gets worn off and becomes like the Torah says, mayim amorim, and then you drink it. Aganzi geshaft. Okay, so now when they wrote it down on the klaf, where did they take the psukim from? So nowadays you'd say, take it out of a chumash, take it out of a tikkun, take it, make a photocopy of the Sefer Torah. But they didn't have those things in those days. They only had Sefer Torah. So you'd have to open up the Sefer Torah each time, and the scribe would have to look inside the Sefer Torah, and he'd write down, at kisotis, at kiloisotis, all the psukim. So shtickle bizoyin to go out the Sefer Torah. So therefore she said, you know what, I'm going to preserve this on this tablish of Zahav, so that chas v'shalom, this ever comes, you don't have to bring a Sefer Torah, and just take it from this tablish of Zahav. Nikanor Nasu Nisan Dalsoysa, will have Mishim the Gemara tomorrow. Nikanor bought beautiful, beautiful Dalsois for the Azara from Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim, and again Gansa Nisim Rafuis, as we'll see in tomorrow's Daf, and therefore he brought these beautiful. The boat was going to sink and he didn't sink. I can't say Yishef, we'll see Mishim tomorrow's Gemara. For you must kiran oi son lishvach. All of the people that we just mentioned now, Ben Gamlo and Ben Kotin and Munvaz and Hilni and Nikanor, all of them were maskir lishvach. Unfortunately, we're going to have Mishnah Yet Hashem tomorrow about some people that did other things where they were maskir them nebach lignai. That's going to be the next Mishnah. Deval, we're going to be Peseach, Bishvach, Yesh Torsh and Lishvach. Okay, anyway, at the beginning of the Mishnah, we said that the Kohen Gudol came now to Mizrach HaZor, Letzofoin HaMizbeach. Said, Yomar Mirka, Omar, Letzofoin HaMizbeach, Mechlal de Mizbeach Lav Betzofin Koi, Mani Reblezim and Yakifi. Where the Mizbeach was in the Azara is a matter of dispute. And we've had this already in the Gemara before. We had it back in Shkolim, we had it in Psochem, and you have this a few times throughout Shas. Now the Azara from Tzofoin to Doraim was 135 amas. The entire Mizbeach with the Kevesh was 62 amas. This was 32 and this was 32. Really should be 64, but the last two amas of the Kevesh overlapped the Yesoid and the Soived. Therefore the whole thing together was 62. Okay. Since it's 62 and the entire Azara from Tzofoin to Doraim was 135, how much is half of 135? Let's see, half of 13 is 6 is 12, carry the 1, half of 15 is 7.5, 67.5, right? So therefore that entire 62 could have been smack in the middle of the Azara, but it could also have been the entire Mizbeach with the Kevesh could have been on the Dorim side. Why could it have been the Dorim side? Because since the whole thing is 62, and since half of the Azara is 67.5, so 62 squeezes into 6.5, right?
We had this already.
Exactly, that's what I said. We have it a few times in Shas. Exactly, 100%. A person like you that learned Shas, that comes to tithes, so you've had it already. Exactly. That's the benefit of Yoimi. You always come back to all these wonderful cities. Anyway, so Blazim and Yaakov says that the Mizbeach stopped, the northernmost part of the Mizbeach stopped at the halfway mark in the Azara. So not one part of the Mizbeach was in the Tzofen Zayit. Not one part. The entire Mizbeach, Bakoil Mikol Kol, ended in the Dorim side of the Azara. If you went beyond the Mizbeach, then you're already treading into northern territory.
So then you have access to the door that's there.
Yeah, well, you didn't have direct access, you had to go around.
Anyhow, there was room north of the Mizbeach, that's the point.
Right.
And if there is room north of the Mizbeach, then the Mizbeach wasn't totally all in the north. Right.
Exactly. Since there's room in the north, the Mizbeach was in the south. Good. But others, other Tanoim disagree, and they said that it was in the middle. Anyway, but point is, our Mishnah says that he came to Mizrach Azara, to the Tzofin Mizbeach. So the Gemara is learning Tzofin Mizbeach means not the northern part of the Mizbeach, but the Tzvoina, the north of the Mizbeach, meaning beyond the Mizbeach in the northern part of the Azara. Why does the Mishnah say it was the northern part of the Azara beyond the Mizbeach? Because the Mishnah is Ablazim and Yaakov, the Sanya, Tzofoinu Lefnei Hashem, Shehei Tzofoin Kuloi Ponui, the entire Tzofoin, the entire northern part of the Azara should be empty, Dibre Ablazim ben Yaakov. What's the basis of this? Maybe the other Tanoim are right that the Mizbeach was partially Bitzofoin. So Rashi says over here something fascinating. We know that Rashi in Chumash says many times when there's a name of a town or a city and then the Torah adds a hey to the end of the word, Lamushal, V'yetzi Yaakov Be'esheva V'yelech Charona. So Rashi, Charon is the same as Licharon.
Right,
that very often when there's supposed to be a Lamed at the beginning, Hitl Kodesh Baruch Hei B'soifa instead of Lamed B'tchilosa. So do an interesting word from the Heilige Kotzke. Kotzke asks, I can understand that if I'm saving one letter, Lamushal, if you have to go and say, Vayelech El Choron, and the Torah shortens it and says, Chorona, instead of two letters, I have one letter. Good. Ofkitin. But if you're telling me that it's one letter, Hey at the end, instead of Laman in the beginning,
what
have we accomplished? Instead of Lichoron, instead of Choron. So Kotzke says, it comes to tell you, a person should minimize as much of his speech as possible. Not to talk too much. And even if he has to say something, push it off, delay it as much as possible. He has to say, push the lama till the end of the Choran. As a result, you're pushing up the Choran. But at least the Musa Haskel is, speak a more ma'at, vaseh harbe, and if you have to say something, push it off, delay it as much as you can, don't. Anyway, this is the word. But getting back to our Gemara, so here it says tzofoina. Why doesn't it say tzofoina lefnei Hashem? It should say, why is it tzofoina? It says Rashi, because tzofoina is like litzofoina. So I'm standing at the Mizbeach and I'm saying, go tzofoina, go north, young man, go litzofoina. Why does he go litzofoina? Because the Mizbeach is bedorim, and he's going now litzofoina. That's what he looked at. Great, Gemara, you're telling me the Mishnah goes to Blazim and Yaakov, HaReisha. Reisha means the previous Mishnah, Reb Luzim, Reb Shimon, he. Because in the previous Mishnah we got a whole Masu Matan that the Kohen Gudol was standing over there with the par. And he was saying his Vidoy, and he was saying it, Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach. So we explained already in the Mishnah and the Gemara's before, what's the size Bein Ulam Mizbeach? It was on the other side of the Mizbeach, on the western side of the Azara, between the Mizbeach and between the Ulam. Why there too it said my master mitzofoin and has to be lifnei Hashem. So in Bazoi, there was mashma that the Mizbeach in fact was pushed up partially in tzofoin, and it was a blazer of Shimon and not a blazer of Yaakov. So what's going on? Everything markila blazer of Yaakov. That mishnah is also blazer of Yaakov, not a blazer of Shimon. Not like we learned yesterday. Utani. And don't learn in the mishnah bein ulam la Mizbeach, but learn bibein ulam la Mizbeach. And Be'emesin, the Rishash says, instead of Bibbein, Kibbein Ulam Lamizbeach. What's mein Kibbein and what's mein Bibbein? Until now, we assumed this is the Ulam, Pesach Ulam, this is the Mizbeach, and in between the two, here's the Kohen Gadol standing with the pot. this is not exactly right because it was in this direction. You have to move the face over. Remember, here it was one direction. Okay, I got the geschäft. Anyway, here's the par, here's the coin, standing in between. This is the way we learned yesterday. This is Ben Lamizbeach. How is this Tzofain? Because it was the Tzofain side of the Azorah, but it was between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Because part of the Mizbeach, we learned the Chodesh Blasim of Shimon, was in the Tzofain side, and therefore he's standing Taka between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. But Kuntur Blazim and Yaakov Shtim Tuchnish, because the entire Mizbeach was Bidoraim, says the Gemara, Bibbein. Bibbein means that the Kohen Gadol was standing over here. And it was parallel to in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. So if you would push him back with the power, then it's stuck in between. But it wasn't in between, it was over here. So it was in the Avir that is parallel to the Avir between the Ulam and the Mizbeach.
In order to be Lifnei Hashem.
And it should be Lifnei Hashem, and it should also be Tzofaina, and it should go in Shtim with Reblazim and Yaakov. Therefore, Reblazim and Yaakov, here was the Mizrach, that's our Mishnah, here was the Mar, that was yesterday's Mishnah, it wasn't Mamish in between, but it was parallel to in between, and that's why the Rishash says Kibbein.
It's a better taich then.
That's right, that's why I mentioned it. Kibbein, it wasn't Mamish Bein, it was like, similar to, but not Mamish. Okay, Zeget. So now we go back to the Mishnah. Skami Yiminoi, Berosh Bismav, Bismoyle. Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said a general rule. Hamahalech Liyamin Rabbi, a person who's walking to the right of his Rebbe, Harizeh Bur. Bur means he's an Amoret. Why is he an Amoret? Maybe he knows Ganshas. So Tuch Rashi, that he not only doesn't he know Torah, he doesn't even know Hilchos etiquette. If you look at Rashi, about 5 lines before the Y lines on the bottom, Harizeh Bur, Afilu B'derech Eretz Eine Buki, Efeshtaitnish, even Pushir Zachen. In other words, when you're walking with your rabbi, it's a pasnish that you walk on the right-hand side, you should walk to the left of your rabbi. That's what Rav Yehuda says. But we see from our Mishnah that the Skan walked to the right. Freyti Gemara, Tznan, Haskan, Biminai, Vesoktir, So both of them should have walked to the left. What's going on? One is walking to the right. Mr. Chabur. You have another kasha. 3 people are traveling together. The chushava should be in the middle. God will be Aminoi, the greater of his 2 Talmidim or Meshorism should be Trimin. The cotton Mismoila. And not only that, Bachim Matin Mishmoish Malach Yeshushaboy Eitzel Avram. Who came to Avram Avinu? Michuel beEmtza, Gavriel beYamina, Rufal beSmoiloi. So again, we're saying that Gavriel was to the Yamin. Gavriel ben Achush beTamad Chochamet. He can't take ben Agrisa Malach. So you're telling me ben Abur and Amuret? Pasnish. So what's going on over here? Every more to Guma Rav Shmuel Bar Papa Kameid Rav Adi Kadeshi is Kasa by Rabbi. We don't mean literally to the right and to the left. We mean in back of the rabbi to the right and to the left. Parallel with the rabbi, nobody should go. But the Yamina Mismoila means behind him. Behind him, behind the Batanya talk to a braisa. A mahalach keneged rabbi, person who walks parallel, har zebur. A choyer rabbi in back of him, har ze megasi aruch, is a balgaba. So, make up your mind, whatever you do, toitachnish. Every morning, the mitzvah that's doing it. What you have to do is, you have to walk partially parallel and partially to the back. Not totally parallel, not totally to the back, but 50-50. So you look at Rashi, the 3rd wide line all the way in the bottom. The mitzvah that's doing all the way in the bottom, 3 lines in the bottom. Loi eitzel mamish, v'loi achoyri mamish, elishiachasaboy rabbi mitzas tzad rabbi. That anybody who's taking a picture of the profile of the rabbi, part of him is blocked by the Aminai guy and the Smoiler guy. Not the entire blockage, because you're not supposed to walk totally connected, but not totally in back, partially iskasa, that's the Losh Mitzad, that's the part. Okay, Zayigit, right. The Kalti Hoysu, Sham Ubosh Ne Goyrulais, Tan Rabban, the Nosan Aharn Al Shnei Hasirim Goyrulais. Now the Pasik on the surface, the Gemara holds a bissel Shveh. What's a Shveh? The Nosan Aharn Al Shnei Hasirim Goyrulais. You put on the 2 Se'irim Goyrulois. Now Goyrulois, of course, is a Lashon Rabbim. And if you would stop the Pasuk right over there, it sounds like that on each one of the 2 Se'irim, you have to put 2 Goyrulois, so you'd have 4 Goyrulois all together. But of course, we don't stop over there. The Pasuk continues on. Goyrul Echad LaShem, V'Goyrul Echad LaAzazel. And therefore, the way that we do learn this Lamaisa, like the Gemara will fear us at the end, is like you have in English, you say the word respectively, precise respectively. Yitaka put two gairulas on the two se'irim, one on one, one on the other, so therefore all together two on the two, but it was one and one. To get to that conclusion, the Gemara goes through the Pasuk in great depth and analysis. So we start again. Turn around. Now, first of all, the Gemara dashes gairulais shall kol duvar. The Gemara is going to say at the end shall kol duvar means you're allowed to mitzad hadin to make it of any material, the eshkaroya, the zohav, or any type of material. Gairulais, any type of gair. But now says the Gemara, yochel ich what will mine, I would have thought yitin shnayim alze shnayim alze. Since it says that you put on the two seirim. Goyrulais, maybe you put two on this and two on that, four all together. That's why it says in the Pusik, Goyrul. Now, you see the Vilna Gaon has this Aleph and Beis. We leave out the Echad. We're going to come back to the Echad in a moment. Goyrul la Hashem, the Goyrul la Azazel. Aha. So now that you put Shnaim Alzeh, Shnaim Alzeh, but rather, Goyrul la Hashem and Goyrul la Azazel. Ein kan la Hashem el Goyrul Echad. We write for Hashem on one of the Gerulas. Shem, ve'ein kan lazuzel el echad. Okay. Yochel yitein shel shem v'shel azuzel al zeh. V'shel shem v'shel azuzel al zeh. Okay, only make two gerulais. But maybe first I put Lashem lazuzel on one. And then I took Lashem lazuzel and I put it on the other one. And then Rashi says, and then afterwards I can choose whichever one I want and say, okay, I'm going to leave this Lashem on this one and lazuzel on the other one. But maybe I have to take both the Lashem one and Lazuzel one and put it on the two Se'irim. Tamaloyim, that's why it says, Goyrul Echad Lashem. Ein kan Lashem el Echad. Only put one Goyrul on each Se'ir. Ein kan Lazuzel el Echad. Only one Goyrul Azazel. And that you put on the other Se'ir. And this way you decide that this will be Lashem and this is Lazuzel. Frank Timarim came out Tamaloyim Goyrul Lois. If that's the case, our life would have been simpler. It could have said v'nosan aharon al shnei haseirim goyrul echad lashem v'goyrul echad lazuzel. What do I need the word goyrulais for? So Tmosh Yushovin, that they should be made of the same material and the same size. They should be basically twins. And even by the seirim, it says that they're supposed to look alike. They should be like twins. Shloyas echad shazur v'echad shel kesef, echad gudol v'echad katan, but rather same material, same size. Now we go back to the beginning of the brisa. Karul shel kol duvar v'feiti mor pshita. Of course, if the Torah doesn't specify, about you can make it any material you want. You can make it out of paper l'chayr. I'll tell you what the chiddush is. We know the tzitz that the kohen gadol wore on his forehead. It said kodesh lashem. It said lashem, and it had to be made out of gold. I would think that the goyrul that says lashem on it should also be made out of gold. Tamaloimer goyrul goyrul riba. By the fact that it says goyrul lois and nuchdem goyrul goyrul. Why does it say goyrul so many times? To be marbe shel zayis, riba shel egois, riba shel achroya, and riba shel zuav, like the king did, like Ben Gamla did in our Mishnah. Any material. Okay. Now Ben Kudin made 12 dadim, 12 spouts. Tanu b'lundin. Rais kadesh yu shneim usir echav akahanim asikim v'tumid mikat shidim v'raglayim v'basachas. All 12 can mikat shidim v'raglayim at the same time. And we already spoke about the really 13, but the 13th, the shoychet, didn't have to be mikat shidim v'raglayim. That's what Rashi said on Chof Hei Omid Beis. Tana. Now the Braisa tells us historically, before Ben Kutin made these 12 dadim, Shachris, they only had two at that time. Remember, the Mishnah said the original Kir only had two. So Shachris, b'miloi mekadosh v'raglam, minu elyon. All the mekachim used to go and use the upper spout. At the end of the day, when they were leaving, arvis, b'yiridosoi, mekadosh v'raglam, minu tachtoi. Now this doesn't mean that every day you have to wash your hands twice. The Kohen Gadol had to wash his hands 10 times, maskim. But every single day, the Kohen Hedjit only had to wash his hands once in the morning. He didn't have to wash it twice. So why does it say that ba'arvis b'yiridos mekadosh v'raglam min ha'tachtoim? This is talking about the Meforshim, a Kohen that for whatever reason, l'moshel, he came late that day. Maybe his train, his plane got stuck because there was tons of snow and he couldn't get to Yerushalayim in time. He comes at the end of the day, but now he wants to do the avoida. He has to kiddush dam v'raglam. Or even a Kohen that was there the entire day. What happens if he was mesiach das during the day? Yadayim askoni yoseim. You don't know where they hands them for krochen. The hands could have touched this, could have touched that, whatever. He has to do new Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim. So in the morning he did it from the upper spout, and in the afternoon or the evening he did it from the lower spout. Vavos, not any halachic thing, being very practical. If you've ever had a coffee urn on Shabbos, one of those fancy coffee urns, so as you know, in the morning you can still make 25 coffees. But at the end of the day, you can only make 5 coffees because you've used up all the water. Same thing is, all the Kahanim use the Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim. In the morning, the water's all the way to the top, so you use the top spout. By the time you got to the afternoon, the evening, there wasn't too much water left, so you use the bottom spout. Very poshut to practical what happened at that time. Min hatacht. Good. And then not only did this Chushav Yid ben Kotzen make the 12 Tadim, but he also made as a Muchni. Gilgala means a galgala wheel, a wheel that they would go and turn, and this acted like a pulley to go and take the kiyar or the water in the kiyar to take it down and then to go and pull it up again. No, that's as I mean wheel. This is even the muchni. Some say that the word muchni may be related to the word machine in English, so he made as a machine for the kiyar to make the water go up and down. Okay. Why should he only make the hand of the kli? Make the ganze kli. Make it out of gold. The kli that we're talking about is not talking about a regular kli. We're talking about the sakin, the chalif that was used to shech the kabunis. So therefore, explains Rashi to Tav, since it's a sakin, because gold, as you know, is not a strong, hard metal like iron, for instance. It's much more malleable, much more flexible, which is very good for jewelry, because then you can go and manufacture very pretty jewelry out of it, but it's not practical for using as a sakin. What happened is, after one or two shechitas, it already get pegimois, and the thing would no longer be a kosher knife. So therefore, they only made the handle out of gold, but the rest of it they made out of regular metal. Pregti mor meisvei. Afhu, mun vizem melech osa, kane kelem. Kane means the base. The oidne kelem means like the oizen, where they would hang it with a, had a hole. You could hang it on the wall, on a nail, on a hook. The yodois kelem, the handles of kelem. The yodois sakinim, shal yom kippurim shal zav. In our Mishnah, when it said the yodois kelem, so we said kelem doesn't mean kelem, it means sakinim. But here it says both yodois kelem and yodois sakinim. So what are you going to say? You can't say yodois kelem means sakinim. Matoshen gizot sakinim. And for the Gemara, Tegumabaya, Bikasaso de Nargi Bechatzini. What does that mean? Look at the Rashi, third, fourth line. Bikasaso de Nargi Bechatzini, Yodois Hakardumois Umagolois. In other words, these are also kelim that they use. A kardum lachbaba, some say it's like a hoe, some say it's like a shovel, lichweis. Magolois means a sickle. So they had to use those instruments also. Why did they have to use these instruments? Mushlim magal, they had to go and use to cut the ktsira. So oimer, in other words, they had other kelim that they had to go and use, and these other kelim could be that they also use them to go and cut the animal into pieces. As you know, you have to go v'nitach oisa l'nzachav. So they had to go, and they didn't use your sakin, the chalif, for that, because if you're going to cut all the bones, then it's going to make pigimis on the knife. So they had other types of butcher knives that they would use to go and cut. So on those two, don't make it out of gold, but make the handles out of gold. So therefore, the yodlis kelim is other types of knives, other types of cutting blades, which you wouldn't make out of gold, and therefore only the yad, the handle, is made out of gold. Good. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah, Hilni made a nevreshes shel zov, and Remeyer has already told us nevreshes today in Eretz Yisrael they used for a chandelier, and at that time it meant some sort of lamp that was outside the heichel. Says the Gemara, what was so great about this? Tana b'shosha chama zirachas, when the sun would start rising in the morning, netzachama nitzoytzei sparks yoytze mimena, and it was sparkling gold. V'hakol yodin, everybody knew shegiyaz man kriyas shema. They didn't have to look up. They just looked at the nevreshes. Look how beautiful, how magnificent, how radiant, how sparkling. Oh, but kibbutz, now it's time to go and lay in krishma. Hakol yodin. Everybody knew. Pretty more, everybody knew. Meisel, bring a kasha. We learn that krishma shachris manchi mishma manchi mamud lo yotza nish anchi mishma mashkim manchi mamud mi achrim. In the base of Migdosh, we had two groups of Yid, we had the Anshe Mishmar. Anshe Mishmar are the Kehanim that are doing the Avvoita. And you had the Anshe Mamed, which were Yisraelim, that stood by whenever they brought Karbanos. Why did they have to have the Anshe Mamed? Explained to Rashi, because it says, by the Karban Tumid Shoshachar, Tishmeri Lahakav Leibam Ayadai. So Tishmeri means you have to go and watch it. So Chazal learned that means literally that the Baalim of the Karbanos have to be Shoimrim and watching to make sure everything is done properly. Of course, normal Baalim is talking about a Karban Yuchid. How do you have Baalim by a Karban Tzibur? You can't have Gans Klal Yisrael standing in Beis Hamikdash every single day. So they divided up Klal Yisrael into 24 Mamodos, just like the 24 Mishmaris. Anyway, but the bottom line is that the Anshe Mishmar said Kriyashma very early. When did they say the Kriyashma? So we had already earlier on that after the Trumas Adeshin, and after they did the Pious and the Shecht of the Karban Tumid was Gishochtin when it was Aloysa Shachar. Aloysa Shachar means before Netz. We, most people hold here in America that Aloysa Shachar is 72 minutes before Netz. In different climates, it's different than Eretz Yisrael. It's much shorter periods of time. Just like between Shkia and Seitz Kechovim, Kuntur Benetam, you can go to 72 minutes. In Eretz Yisrael, from Shkia to Seitz Kechovim, in 15, 20 minutes, you see stars coming out. You see it's already getting very dark. It's much, much quicker. The interval is much shorter. But the point is that the Shechita of the Karban Tumid, remember we had in the Mishnah before, you had the Mumuna said, hey, you guys there on the roof, how is it? Is it already lit up? He would say, Barkoi. Masya ben Shmuel said that it was Heir Kol HaMizrach at Chevron. Yo, even Bitz Chevron. Remember, we had the Mishnah before. Good. Anyway, but the point is that we see from that Mishnah that they started shechting the Karban Tumid already before Netz. And after they shechted it, and they did the Kabbalah Saddam, they took all of the pieces of the Netochim, and they put it on the Kevish of the Mizbeach, and then they all left for a short period of time. They went to Lishka Saguzes, and there they laned Krishma. That Krishma was before Netz Hachama, which is kosher b'diyeved, but not l'chadchilim. Why did they do that b'diyeved? Because the Kahanim have to be busy with all the Kabbanis, so they didn't have time to delay it for later. They had to go and say it early. Yoytze, chashom, don't think they're doing yoytze, but it's not a l'chadchilim dika thing. And the Anshimam was the other way around. They stood there and stood there while all the kabbalists are there. When the carbon was totally finished, then they said Krishma. It was still within the first 3 hours. It was still before the Mugen Avrum Zman met the Vilna Gaon Zman. Yeah, but it wasn't the Lechatchilatik Zman of the Netzacham. See, Mora says, Kurishma Shachas, Manchimishma, Manchimamet. When it says Layos, it doesn't mean he wasn't Yoitz at all. He wasn't Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. He wasn't Muhud Dik Zman. Anchimishma Shkim, and they say a little bit too early. Anchimam Machan say a little bit too late. And that's why it was in Pinklach in the Zman. And so, didn't we say that Hakol Yodin Shikia Zman Grishma? Hakol Yodin. You're saying that all the Anshe Mishma said it early, Anshe Mamed said late. So then who was the one that looked at the Nevreshes to tell that now is a good time for everything? Anybody else that was passing by, tourists, visitors, people that were not part of the Anshe Mishma, Anshe Mamed. Let's say a private individual wanted to bring his carbon. See, he brought his carbon early in the morning. He's standing online. He's waiting there in the Azara together with Anshe Mishma, Anshe Mamed. So Anshe Mishma left early to go to the Saint Krishma. Anshe Mamed is going to say it late. But when this individual is neither of the two, he would see the Nevresha sparkling. He took out his siddur, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekim. Good, that's Peshat in the Mishnah. Very good.
Can you just summarize this very large Taisvist that's here?
Yeah.
It's very large.
It's very large, and I think it's a good idea we should leave this for homework.
Okay.
Right? Because if we're going to go through it all now, we're going to have to. You have to hinkia kriyash marshal arvis, not kriyash marshal shachar.
This Tosfos is very important because it's dealing with the issue that is today the minhag, those who wish to daven vatikin, must therefore say kriyash shema
before
Netz. Before Netz. So it's contradicting the Gemara. That's why the Tosfos is long.
Just to repeat what Ramayir was saying is, those are Dami Kivasikin Bezman Azeh. And in fact, these days there are a lot of people that are Dami Kivasikin because this morning the Zman of Netz was approximately 7:11, 7:12. So you're not supposed to daven before then, and it's a great inyan to daven kibasikin, woman's kibasikin, that you finish kriyashma and go al Yisrael right before Netz, and you start a shem sfasay tiftach.
That Netz that you finish.
You start Shaman Esra at Netz. So if Netz is 7:11 and 12 seconds, you finish your Krishma and Gaul Yisrael 7:11 and 11 seconds, 7:11, 12. Hashem is for say Tifzach and you start Shemin Esrei. But according to our Mishnah, according to what we just learned now, when did they start saying Krishma? When the Nitzoytzis, the sparks came out of this Nivreshet, that was at Netz. It's already too late. Then he should be davening Shemin Esrei. He should have finished Krishma. That's what Tosis is bothered by. Good. Why such a long Tosis? It's a longer Krishma, it's a longer Shemin Esrei. That's the, yeah. You know, it says Ben Shemin Esrei L'chupa. So the people say Avedl, that many people get married after 18, when they're 20, 22, 24, even later. So they say, good, Ben Shemin Esrei, but Steinish Kalanga Shemin Esrei. You want to go a little bit later, fine, but no, don't extend it for 20 years.
Shemin Esrei at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was Shemin Esrei?
Yeah, there were Eilech Eden, just like today. People very, very sincere Jews. They had Krishma and they had Shemin Esrei. Anyway, but let's continue on. Zodim Oyetz Vayitev Afi Osis Sod Tavlo. Hilniyah Malka made a special Tavlo. What is this all about? So Rashi tells us that elsewhere there is a machloikis in Masechtas Gittin, whether you're allowed to go and make such books for children to learn Aleph Beis and to learn Kriya. I mean, today it sounds so strange because we have millions and millions of Svarim and books and all the rest. But remember the good old days, all Tereshe Baal Peh was Baal Peh. And to write Tereshe B'chsav, L'chayri should have to write it in the Sefer Torah, mit sirtut, mit al lines, mit al adinim. Question is, are you allowed to go and write portions of the Torah in mini chumashim instead of in a big Sefer Torah? Is that permissible? Of course, halacha l'maisa, we do it. But there was a shaila at the time of Chazal, are you allowed to go and write such a Megillah Tinnik? Since we see in our Mishnah that Hilniya Malka wrote such a Tavla Shazov, she wrote the Parsha of Soita, so obviously you are allowed to write parts of the Torah, not in a Sefer Torah. So we can bring a rai that is permissible. Omri Shlok Mishim Rabbi Nine Ba'alef Beis. Could be that when it says in our Mishnah that Hilniya Malka wrote out the Parsha Soita on as a Tavla Shazov, they didn't write the entire thing, just Aleph Beis. In other words, what we would call the Rosh HaTefis. That where word says, At, put an Aleph, Ki, Sotis, Ki, put an Achov, Sotis, Mita, Sof. And then therefore the Sofer wouldn't have to look at the Sefer Torah. He would see the Oisius of the Aleph Beis, meaning this Rosh HaTefis, he would remember, yo, the Aleph stands for At, the Shet Ki, etc., etc. So you don't have a right that you're allowed to go and write such a Megillah Tinnik L'Stamid. How can you say that? Shtein the Braisa, Kishu Koi Seiv, when the Sofer would write the Parsha of Soita on the cloth, Roya V'Koisev Masha Kosev V'Tavla. He looks at the Tavla and he copies it word for word. Is the Chassimina, it wasn't just Aleph Beis, it was the whole word, Roya V'Koisev Masha Kosev. Evdimor Eima Roya V'Koisev Kimasha Kosev V'Tavla. Not Mamish like we had kibbein ha'ulam lamas there. In other words, similar to, but not mamish. So you see, that's what's written in the tavla. So you see,
complete
and ishka aleph beis. What's main seirugin? It explains Rashi that you took every one of the psukim, the first three words of the psukim of the pasuk was taka written in the tavla, written out. But the rest of the pasuk was written aleph beis, only Rosh HaTevis, not the entire pasuk. So therefore, you start off imshach of ish, oisach, then continue on aleph beis, whatever the Rosh HaTevis. And then use another pasuk, bim loy shachavish oisach, and you write out Rosh HaTevis after that. Im loy tzotis. That siruga means that it wasn't written in Gantz, and it was just written Rosh HaTevis after the first few words. Should we learn to the Mishnah? We should stop here. Yeah, we should learn to the Mishnah. It's a very simple Gemara, and it's a very gishmaki Gemara. It's very famous. We said that Nikanar Nasu Nisim Dal Soysev. Turn about a man Nisim Nasu Dal Soysev. What were the Nisim? Omru, Kishaholach Nikanar Lahavi Dal Tizme Alexandria Shal Mitzroyim. Nikanar went to Alexandria to go and buy the most expensive Dal Soysev for the Azorah of the Mesa Midish. So now, how do you transport it? You transported it by boat. Bachazirosei, Omer Olav Nachshel Shabiyam. Tremendous waves came and they wanted to go Litovay, they wanted to sink this boat. Not Lachas Mihen, Veitiluliyam. So the captain with the sailor said, there's much too much weight, we have to go and throw something over. And they took one of the two Daltzais and they threw it into the Yam. Oy. Vadayim Linochayam, and it was still going Linochayam Izafoy. It was still turbulent. Bikshul Hakalis Chaberta, so they wanted to throw the Saki one. Omer Hu, Nicanor stood up in Mesiris Nefesh, the Korcha, and he embraced it and he hugged it. Omer Lehen, you want to throw down this Dallas? Hataluni Imo, you're going to have to throw me off together with the Dallas. Ah, once he showed such Mesiris Nefesh, Miyad Nochayam Izafoy, then the Yam stopped. Ocha, already a Nes? Ah. But Nicanor was of course upset about the second Dallas. When they came to the Namal, Namal means the port, even today they call the Ben Gurion airport, they call it Namal Teufa. So Namal means a port, airport. So here is Namal Shel Akoi, they came to the port of Akoi. As everybody is getting off of the boat, they noticed that the second door didn't get lost somewhere in the Yam, but it was sticking out, protruding from underneath the boat. In other words, it floated together with the ship, under the boat, the whole way from Alexander Shel Mitzrayim till the port of Akoi. V'yesh Amim, others say, Beriyesh B'yam B'losa, like a large whale came and swallowed it up, like a Vayoyna. V'kiyos L'Yabosha, now it regurgitated it onto the dry soil. V'le'am Mishloim, that's what it says in the Pasuk. Koyres Batenu Arozim Rahitenu B'roisim, Al Tikri B'roisim, Ela Bris Yam. V'says Bris Yam, that the Yam made Kaviyuchal Az Abris to go and take care of the Delas of Nicanor for the Beis Mikdash. Because these were, Nicanor was so moise nefesh, and these were such beautiful doors. As Klal Yisrael got wealthier, they replaced all of the losses of the Beis HaMikdash that had previously been made out of wood, and they put instead made out of gold. Shar Nicanor remained forever. The Nisim we just spoke about. Because although it wasn't made out of gold, it was made out of copper, and the copper shone as if it was gold. The place Ben Yaakov, it was Nechoshes from a place called Kalunisa, and which was very, very refined Nechoshes. V'hoisa me'ira kishal zav, it was like shining, it looked like gold, that's how beautiful it was, and that's why they kept that in the Beis HaMikdash.